With SRN News, I'm John Scott. In France, President Biden honors the brave soldiers who fought on D-Day and those who supported them at home.
Every soldier who stormed the beach, who dropped by parachute or landed by glider, every sailor who manned the thousands of ships and landing craft, every aviator who destroyed German-controlled airfields, bridges, and railroads, all were backed by other brave Americans.
He visited the American cemetery near the beaches of Normandy, where more than 9,000 U.S. soldiers are buried. A dwindling number of World War II veterans in a parade of wheelchairs joined a new generation of leaders to honor the dead, the living, and the fight for democracy. Also at SRNnews.com, testimony in the trial of President Biden's son focused on past relationships.
Kathleen Buell was married to President Biden's son for 20 years. She testified she discovered her husband was using drugs when she found a crack pipe in an ashtray on the porch of their home in 2015. When confronted, he admitted smoking crack. Buell says she never saw Hunter Biden use drugs. Prosecutors also called Zoe Keston. She met Biden in 2017. She told jurors when she saw him use drugs, buy drugs, talk about drugs, or possess drug paraphernalia. Keston acknowledged she had no contact with Hunter Biden during the period when he bought a gun in 2018. The trial is about whether he lied on a gun purchase form when he said he wasn't using drugs. I'm Ed Donahue.
The season's first heat wave already baking the southwestern U.S. with triple-digit temperatures, the mercury reaching 108 in Phoenix and Las Vegas on Wednesday. Record highs topping 110 forecast today. On Wall Street, the Dow ahead 51 points, but the Nasdaq losing 30. This is SRN News. Bad news from Hong Kong. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
According to a report from Release International, the persecution of Christians that has been a feature of mainland China for decades is now becoming a reality in Hong Kong. The island, long ruled by the British and enjoying considerable freedom, is beginning to lose some of that liberty under Chinese rule. New national security laws are limiting religious freedom in Hong Kong and chilling free speech generally. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has permanently blocked some efforts in North Carolina to restrict how abortion pills can be dispensed. But Judge Catherine Eagles allowed other limitations to remain in effect, granting only a partial victory to an abortion doctor who sued. An appeal is possible, but for now it appears patients can receive the pills through pharmacies prescribed through certain health care practitioners other than a doctor and take them at home. This is SRN News. The Georgia Court of Appeals has ordered a halt to the proceedings in the election interference case against former President Donald Trump. That's pending the outcome of their appeal seeking to disqualify Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis.
The order means that the case against the former president and 8 of his co-defendants, accusing them of a criminal conspiracy to try to overturn the 2020 election results, will almost certainly not be scheduled for trial before the fall election or even the new year. It remains unclear if the case against the 6 remaining co-defendants who did not sign onto the appeal will proceed. The court announced on Monday that the oral arguments in the appeal of Fulton County Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee's decision to allow Willis to continue prosecuting the case against Trump is now scheduled for October 4th. A 3-judge appeal panel will then have the duration of 2 full terms of its proceedings to issue a ruling, a period that will end the first week of March if the arguments proceed on schedule. Bernie Bennett reporting.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.